This is a great week for us at Max Abilities. Nationally, it's National DSP Appreciation Week. And a DSP is a direct support professional, somebody that works hand in glove with the people that we take care of and that we teach independent skills. And these folks are amazing. They have to have lots of different hats. So one day they're counselor, the next day they're job coach, the next day, you know, they're friend that's going to the mall to talk about what's the fashionable outfit to wear for that date you're going to have. So they mean so much to our mission, and without them, the work just doesn't get done. And so to take a week and stop and focus on the people that do the work versus the people that receive the work, I think is time well spent. Mm-hmm. So we're very busy this week trying to show our direct support staff and all of our staff how much we appreciate what they do day to day.
You use the phrase often, where can you get paid to have fun at work? And that's what you all do, right?
It's never a dull moment.
I'm so glad somebody listens to me once in a while. That's so nice. It's true. You do. Yeah. Where else can you go to the movies? Go to the park. Go for a walk. It's a great job.
Go shopping.
But there you go, Ashley.
Sign me up
but
for the next
it
trip.
Is a job that requires a lot from a person. It's a selfless job in a way that you have to put the needs of somebody else in front of yours. Mm. And everybody can't do that. So for the folks that can and do and have made this a career, we love them, and we want the whole world to know that we're proud to work with them every day.
And speaking of your DSPs and your staff, are you ever looking for more? Are you
always
good? What do people need to do if they just heard this and say, hey, I think I might be good at that? Well, what do I need to do?
If you like to work with people, because that is the number one prerequisite, just reach out to maxabilities.org, give our office a call, and ask to speak to our HR department. There are a number of ways that you can put an application in and join the fun.
Great.
Well, you're building a relationship with others in our community.
Absolutely.
That's fantastic. Well, to accomplish everything that Max Abilities has to do on its to-do list, well, it needs money. It's a nonprofit, so it's trying so hard to do what it can to raise funds. One way they do this is Savor the Flavors. It is back for its 10th anniversary.
Woohoo.
I know, right? Oh, my goodness. So, Rachel Pickle, take us out to this year's 10th anniversary of Savor the Flavors.
All right, gladly. So I am so excited about this event. It is our 10th year. I actually joined last year the event for the first time before I was a board member. And so I kind of got to see it from that side of things. And it was just such a fun time. You mix good food, drinks, great music, and then just getting to congregate with the community and just get to spend time with other folks. It was such a fun time. So this year, being able to be involved in it has been even more exciting for me. So we have, I think, 18 restaurants that have signed up at this point. Yeah, so we have a lot of folks that are really getting involved. And I just love that about our community, because you're right, it's hard to go, especially in my stage of life when I have young kids at home. Like, it's hard to go out to all the new restaurants. So stuff like this is really exciting. But yeah, so we are going to have the 18 restaurants. We may get one or two more, but I think that the ones that we have are really exciting. So we have Pump House, who's been with us for a while, Bear Walrus, Counter, Flipside, Clover Harvest, Hobos and Off the Tracks, Corks, Cooks and Books, Wildflower Sweets, Nothing But Cakes, Lincoln Road Farms, Lee's Famous Chicken, York Coffee Roastery, and then we have some new guys joining us this year, including Elgav Tavern, 19th at the Warehouse, Chicken King, Rock Hill Coffee Roasters, and then Melanie Rowe Catering. Mm. So we have a lot of good food options that will be there. How the event is kind of set up is you'll come in, you'll get to go around and sample dishes from all of these restaurants. We will have a bar where you can go and grab some drinks. I'm really excited about this. We actually have a specialty cocktail as one of the fun things that we're doing for the 10th anniversary. We have not named it yet, so stay tuned for that, but I think Elsie's is getting involved in the making of that, which is going to be cool. And then we have some raffles that are going on. We do some games. We have some great MCs that join us. And then we also have some live music. And it's just a really good time. It's really fun.
And 19th at the Warehouse this year, you said, is bringing some yard games. So there'll be ways to actually like play with your friends as well. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely, yeah.
So savor the flavors. The 10th anniversary is going to take place on October the 2nd right here in Rock Hill at the White Home. You get a ticket, and then you get to sample all that food that Rachel just said. So it's not like you have to have a ticket for every food. They set it all out, and they're hefty proportions. I will
Maybe
give you that.
Maybe don't eat lunch. That's all.
To be honest with you.
So take full advantage. Yeah. I recommend don't eat lunch.
And I want to make food. They're hefty portions. Mm-hmm. It's not just like one bite and that's it. Sometimes it's 2, 3, 4 bites, and there are folks that like to go back to the same table over and over again because it really is remarkable. And you can sample all of those restaurants that Rachel just mentioned pretty much throughout the night. So then you can go back to your favorites after that for sure. Where do folks go to get their tickets, and how did the tickets work?
Okay, so we do have a website. You can actually just look up Max Abilities Rock Hill. What's the exact website?
MaxAbilities.com.
MaxAbilities.com.
No, .org. I messed up on the radio.
Oh, Michelle.
I know. Okay. Talk about snatching defeat out of the mouth of victory.
So MaxAbilities.org. Okay.
When in doubt, put it in the Google machine
right.
And make sure you have Max Abilities of York County, South Carolina.
Or savor the flavors.
Yeah.
Yes, you can also, you can do a quick Google search for Savor the Flavors Rock Hill, and it'll come up. Also, one thing I wanted to mention is we are partnering with Visit York County. And so if you go on their Instagram page or if you find our Instagram page, I need to look up that handle to make sure I don't say that one incorrectly. But then we have a contest going on right now where you can win 2 free tickets. So go check that out. And then if you've already bought your tickets or if you want to go ahead and buy your tickets and then you win the contest, they'll actually reimburse for that. Oh, so
great.
And it ends tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. So go check that out.
So it ends Thursday, September the 11th at 9 a.m.
Yes.
All right. So just go to the websites, go to the social media pages, get signed up and ready to savor all the flavors here in York County. At the end of the day, as we mentioned, this is a fundraiser for you all, Michelle, over there at Max Abilities. With these funds, what are you able to do?
Well, it's actually through our foundation, the York County Disabilities Foundation. And we use these funds to cover things that aren't funded through other revenue streams. Emergency assistance for families who might need it. Our basketball camp every summer is paid for wholly through this event. And we couldn't do this without the very generous sponsors. I've said it a million times. This is one of the most generous communities you'll ever want to live in. And we've got major sponsors. A First Name Basis, Williams & Fudge, Founders, Comporium, Terrytown Pharmacy, the Davis family. All of these companies pitch in to help make sure that they're underwriting some of the cost so that the money that we raise can benefit folks who live in our community. So it's a great thing.
It is called Savor the Flavors. Myself and Ashley Lang, we are going to be out there once again guiding you through the night. Go ahead and get your tickets online on social media. The event is October the 2nd at the White Home in Rock Hill. And Rachel, what time do we start serving the food?
So the event is from 6 to 9.
Perfect. Get there early. As just someone who has navigated that space before, get there early because these restaurants bring lots of food, but it goes pretty quickly throughout the night and they restock as much as they can. So do that and have a lot of fun. Meet your friends, neighbors, and it's a great fall night and we can't wait to see you out there for
sure. That's it. We can't wait.
Rachel Pickle, again, is one of the foundation members for Max Abilities in the York County Disabilities Foundation. And then Michelle Schaefer is with Max Abilities, the executive director. And thank you both so much for what you do.
Yeah,
appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.